You're a reporter with Sweden's Aftonbladet. I'm pronouncing that correctly?
You are pronouncing that correctly. Okay.
Tell me about the newspaper. What kind of news do you report?
It is the biggest daily newspaper, but it is also a tabloid. It started back in the 1800s, so it's old. It was started by a man called Lars Johan Hierta, who was pretty much angry at the king, and he wrote tabloidy news. He thought that people would be interested in what was going on outside of the world. In Sweden, back in that day, it was only local news. It was about what was happening next door in the next city. And he thought that people in Sweden would have an interest in operas in Paris and things like that. And so he started a paper, and he was also really critical towards the king. So he wrote bad things about the king. And so the king stopped the paper and made him, he forced him not to be able to publish it. And so then he hired another guy who started a paper called The Second Aftonbladet. And then the king stopped that one. And then he hired another guy. And he went up to number 26 before the king gave up. And so ever since then, it's been a newspaper that focuses on the big and the small things, the tabloidy news and the important news.
Now, when you say tabloid news, in the U.S., people think of the National Enquirer and papers that focus on sensational stories, what the celebrities are doing, who's getting divorced, that sort of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
There is an entertainment section that is about celebrities, that is about celebrity divorces, celebrities getting divorced, things like this. But it's also politics. It's also news. So, no, calling us the National Enquirer of Sweden would be quite an insult, I would have to say.
And what's the circulation of Aftonbladet?
We reach 3 million people every day. Sweden has 9 million people.
So one-third of the population you're reaching?
Yep.
In the United States, most metropolitan newspapers lean one way or the other politically, largely due to their editorial stance. But not always. Sometimes you can base it on the news they choose to cover. What is Aftonbladet's political
news? Aftonbladet's editorial page is left wing.
Left wing?
Yes.
Is there a right-wing paper in Stockholm?
There is. We have a competing newspaper that is number two on the market, and that is more right-wing. So, but that's only the editorial part of the paper. The rest of it is not supposed to be left-wing.
And what about the right-wing paper? Is that?
It's the same deal.
Okay. So as someone who works for Aftonbladet, can you actually say, well, our competing newspaper in Sweden does a fair job reporting the news?
Yes, you can say that, but we're always competing. You know, we're two big papers on the market, and so we're always competing. So
there is a concerted effort to report all sides of a story?
Well, it's a beautiful attempt. We try, but...
So what brings you to Atlanta?
I am here because my paper is starting up. We're producing more and more online TV as well, and I've had the good fortune to be sent out on several really interesting jobs. I've been covering the gang rapes in India, which was a horrible, horrible thing to do. I was in Boston for the bombings, and we were in Oklahoma to cover the tornadoes. So I've been going to all these places, and suddenly you're not only writing, which is what I have been doing at the paper for 8 years now, but you're also supposed to go live on TV. And whenever I go somewhere, I seem to end up next to Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And when you don't really have any kind of TV training whatsoever, and you suddenly have a camera and a microphone up your face, and you hear in your ear that you're supposed to go live, and next to you is, you know, CNN and their perfect gear. You know, he has the perfect voice. He has the perfect posture. And he knows exactly what to say and when to say it. And you stand next to him and you feel a bit like a doofus. And so after doing that for a few times, I said to my paper that it would be really good if we have some kind of training. And so we applied for this scholarship. So me and a colleague of mine, Andreas Bardell, a photographer, got it. So now we're spending 1 week in Atlanta, and we're visiting you, and we have been visiting CNN. We have been visiting CBS. We're going to meet a voice coach. So we have such an exciting week where we're just going around learning from the best in the field. We really wanted to go to Atlanta because there are so many different stations and so many different people that we can learn from. So I can't believe that I'm actually getting paid to go here and learn.
Has the reality of what you've learned matched the expectation of what you thought you might learn before you left?
By far. Unfortunately, the tragic incident in Washington happened while we were here. So we had to call off 2 days of visits. And instead, we went to Washington. And we could immediately notice the things that we had learned from the people that we have met here. The way you speak, how you stand in front of the camera, how to keep the information short and correct, and to try to do the best job you can in these sad circumstances.
What have you found to be the most striking difference between Swedish media and American media?
American media is so passionate, and it's incredibly exciting to see it. Since I've had the good fortune to sit and listen to your work now, I listen to how you speak, I listen to how you emphasize different words. I believe there is a passion in the way that people report in the United States that we don't really have in the same way in Sweden. And that's what I'm hoping to bring back home a bit more of the oomph that you have here, the spark.
So you're a pioneer in a sense, aren't you?
Or I'm learning from the people who are, and I will try to bring some of it home at least.
Is American news given a lot of space in the Swedish media?
Very much so. People in Sweden are extremely interested in American news. In the last year, I've been here reporting about Sandy. I've been to New Orleans when there was Isaac. I covered the U.S. election. I was here 3 months to do that. People are extremely interested in who is the president of the United States, because they think it affects them as well.
And the president was just in Stockholm a couple of weeks ago, right?
He was indeed. And then I was there. People were standing on the streets cheering, which I was hanging out with the American journalists when they were in Sweden, the press corps. And they thought it was really funny how people were standing waving on the streets. And they were asking me, you know, why are they doing this? It's the president of the United States. Why are they cheering? But people are excited. And this year, people have been reading about the tornadoes in Oklahoma. They were extremely interested in what was happening in Boston during the bombings of the marathon. You know, the things that happen in America fascinates us.
Sweden has become the first European Union member country to offer permanent residency to Syrian refugees. What's the reaction of the Swedish population to that? Because other parts of Europe are a little bit standoffish. I think Germany has balked at that.
Swedish politicians made a standpoint on this early on, that they really wanted to let Syrian refugees come and that they were given permanent citizenship. It's something that they feel very strongly about. In the last election, we had an extreme right-wing party being elected for the first time to a small position. And I think it was a standpoint that all the other parties really felt strongly about, showing that this is the kind of country we are, and we want to welcome refugees when something horrible like the thing is in Syria is happening. It hasn't really been a big discussion, I would say, if we should accept refugees or not. It has been very clear from the start that we should.
Is Sweden's population that diverse or not?
In the last few years, it's become more diverse, but no, not really. We have been accepting a lot of refugees in the last 30 years or so, but it really started a lot with the war in former Yugoslavia. And ever since then, we've been getting a lot of refugees from there and from Somalia and now from Syria.
So where do you see yourself 5 years down the road professionally? You'll be a talking head on Swedish TV, you think?
Hopefully I will have a tenth of a good voice as you do by then.
You need to get out more.
No, but I hope to. I mean, I've done this thing. I've been writing for 8 years, telling the readers stories. And hopefully by then I will also know how to do it in TV, which is what I'm learning here. So hopefully I'll come back here and do a story.
Carina Bergfeldt is a reporter with Aftonbladet, Sweden's largest newspaper. Carina, thank you.
Thank you.